Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Portions of this podcast have been edited due to copyright.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. This half hour just for you guys, up early with us. It is Tuesday, November 4th. It is 5:30. So happy to have you guys here with us. Good morning.
Good morning. You see that moon this morning?
No, but I know it is a Taurus full moon that we have.
I'm telling you, when I walk or I drove out of my apartment today, I audibly went, wow.
Really?
It is gorgeous.
I didn't pay attention this morning. Shame on me. I'm trying to look.
You know what, though? The way you drive in, you're not facing the moon.
I'm not?
No.
Okay.
So it's on the west side. It's kind of behind the Mount Charleston a little bit. And then I face Mount Charleston coming in. You kind of have your back towards it.
Gotcha.
When driving
in. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to go outside and look because this is our time. For you,
yes.
Tauruses, this is our time. Good things are happening. Lots of things shifting if you're into that stuff. Also, good things for you, Scorpios and Aquariuses and Leos. It is a good moon for
our
you guys.
Fixed placements if you're in astrology.
I know. It's funny you mentioned that because literally this morning as I was, you know, just doing some scrolling, I came upon a TikTok that was like, this is your time to shine as a Taurus moon. And so it's so funny. We're so like into this stuff. If you're not, you're probably like, oh my gosh.
These witches.
I know. Seriously. Yeah, that's really cool. I have to go check that out.
Yeah, so that was good. I love seeing like the nature part of that. As far as like how I'm doing, yesterday was an interesting day.
Oh no, what's up?
Well, this past weekend, my dad is actually back in the hospital.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
And I'm just kind of like, what happened? Because I was talking about a couple months ago how he went in for surgery for his heart. He's had AFib and he's had it for like 10 years. So they put a watchman in there, which is basically kind of going to monitor his heart. It's a pacemaker. And he went back in the hospital Friday night for chest pains. We're like, what happened? Like, we was just there. This was supposed to fix everything. Turns out one of the cardiologists forgot to do a procedure before they placed in the Watchman, the pacemaker. And I don't know. I just got really frustrated.
They forgot.
So I guess he's working with a group of cardiologists and one of the cardiologists forgot. I'm like, this is your
job.
Wow.
There's like certain things that, you know, you forget to fill your car up on the way to work. I get it. You forget to do a procedure on one of your heart patients. That doesn't seem like something you should forget, you know?
You know, and this is why I get so frustrated with, like, the health system and stuff. It's just, like, why are things like this happening? Like, why do I have to get angry? And I don't want to get involved because I'm going to be that daughter, like, what happened to my dad? And I'm glad that I'm not there because I think my energies would be too focused on it. Luckily, my aunt and uncle are taking care of it. But just being far away, it gets me frustrated. It's like, I can't do anything. What am I going to do? Get on a call and lecture a cardiologist? I don't know.
Girl, I did it. I did it. You be an advocate for your dad if you can. But if he already has people that are advocating for him, then that's great. That's great. Like, you don't have to get involved. But if he needs it, do it. I can't tell you the amount of people that I was on the phone with when my dad was going through his stuff, and not even yelling, but just getting answers and making sure things are done for the patient. You know,
yes.
It's really, really important. So I'm glad that he has your aunt and uncle to advocate for him. But you know what? Don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated to make a call and to get answers and to find out why are we forgetting about these things?
Mm-hmm.
How did someone forget a procedure? Can you explain that to me, exactly how that happened? You know,
are we in doctorate school still? What's going on?
They have to answer to these things, you know.
You're
right. And 9 times out of 10, I think they do a great job. But when things fall through the cracks, you got to get answers. So
yes.
I don't think you're bad for thinking that, and for, you know, if you are wondering if you should get involved, I think that means you should get involved.
Yeah, there is that part of me, because he just got out of surgery last night, so I want him to get some rest.
Yeah.
But I also want him to talk to me after and be like, what happened? Tell me the answers you got. Talk to the doctors and see what they say. See what matches, what aligns. And maybe there's something that he might have did, something overlooked. I don't know. So answers, hopefully we'll get clear answers soon. I just, you know, the frustration.
Yeah, well, I'm really sorry you're going through that. I had no idea. That's a lot of stress. And, you know, just trying to get answers is probably the biggest stress, honestly. So I anything you need, please let me know. If you need me to make some calls, I'm an expert at that. So I'm happy to do it.
I gotta have you next to me and be like, hey, what do you think of this answer? Do we like this?
No, we do not. We ask more questions. Oh my gosh.
Everything else good with you though?
Yeah, it was the same with the, I mean, it was kind of a crazy day. I was here for a while yesterday. I had some meetings and some stuff to go over. And then I had just my annual physical at the doctor's office. You know, nothing wrong, just check up, make sure everything's good. And I don't know what it is about my doctor, and maybe we can talk about this later, but it's like the second I'm in the room with him, I start crying.
What?
I'm like, he's like, how's it going? And then I'm like, I can feel the tears in my eyes. I'm like, good. He's like, you sure you're good? And I'm like, yeah, I'm hanging in there. And then it just, he has this like this power over me that it just all of a sudden, anything that I've been like trying to hide or like push down or whatever, it just all comes out. And it was funny because my daughter has the same doctor. I was talking to her last night about the appointment. She's like, I do the same thing. The second he closes the door, I start crying. And I was just like, I don't know what this power he has over us is. But, you know, everything's pretty good. I do have to go in for a couple of tests on a couple of things that he just wants to, you know, make 100% sure that I'm good on. But he did say something very interesting to me yesterday.
Ooh.
That we'll have to talk about later on this morning.
Oh, my
morning.
Gosh. Yes, please, fill
yes,
it.
Very, very interesting. So a lot coming up on the show. Of course, your tickets to see Mariah Carey, her Christmas show, coming to town. Tis the season, and we're going to hook you up with those tickets at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. It is officially November, which means in my head, it's the holidays. Yay!
Yes!
for me, the second Halloween is over, I am just so ready for the twinkly lights and peppermint everything and Mariah Carey screaming, it's time, like all the stuff. And I am just like so ready for it. I feel like, you know, we go through the whole year and go through the ups and the downs. And finally, this is the time to experience joy, you know? So I am so excited about this. And I was telling someone like, oh, it's the holidays. And they're like, it's too early.
Okay, Grinch.
That's exactly how she said it. She's like, it's too early. And I go, oh, I feel like November 1st is kind of like the unofficial kickoff. And she's like, it used to be after Thanksgiving. What happened? And I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, I get it. We all are on different clocks. I'm not trying to persuade her to come to my side of the street here, the nice tinsel covered part of the street, might I add. But I like, is it really a controversial thing? Like, how do you guys feel about it? Is it too early to be celebrating the holidays in early November? Like, on Thursday, I'm hosting the Ethel M. Holiday Cactus Lighting.
Oh my God.
And I'm so excited for it. And it's one of those like Vegas events that like fills my soul. Like, I truly feel like the holidays are official. The lights and the music and the smell of hot chocolate and all that. It's like my kickoff to joy season, you know?
Oh my gosh, I couldn't agree with you more, Mercedes. Right on November 1st, Mr. Grinch over here, James, my husband, I said, it is time to decorate for the holidays. This is like our weekend together. It's also our anniversary. So I'm trying to get him into the spirit, right?
Yeah.
And for him, he's like, no, it's after Thanksgiving. Like, that is our tradition. We start decorating right after Thanksgiving. Black Friday, we get all the Santas out. I'm like, babe, listen, let's do, and this is how I persuaded him. I said, for Halloween, we really shot ourselves in the foot. Because there was a Halloween decoration that you really wanted, but we went to the decoration store way too late. We need to go now.
You don't get to utilize those decorations for that long.
Exactly. So now he goes, you're right. I really want a Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon. Santa. I'm like, this is our time. So I got him to go to the decoration store on Sunday.
Brilliant.
I'm like, this is how I persuaded him. But he hasn't done the indoor decoration. He goes, that can wait till Thanksgiving.
Oh, man. Here's a question. Why, if you're one of those people that agrees with that, hey, I get it. Like I said, we're all on different like time frames here. But why does it get you so annoyed when others start early? Are you like, team, let's go, it's Christmas? Or are you like, wait until after Thanksgiving? I feel like it's one or the other. I don't feel like there's a lot of gray area. I've never heard someone say like, no, November 15th is the day.
Yeah.
That is the day when we start. It's always either November 1st or day after Thanksgiving. Because for me, waiting that long feels like you're showing up to a concert like halfway through the concert, you know? It's already started. Why are you doing this?
Oh, and then meanwhile, since I'm Filipino, all my Filipino family members and friends back home in the Philippines, they've started decorating since September.
Oh my gosh, they've already been on it?
The Burr months are what they just consider Christmas. So they have had what they call is paroles, which is like a beautiful Filipino Christmas decoration. They've been selling at the Filipino store since summer.
Seriously? Yes. Can you adopt me? I want to be a part of this.
Let's do it. And then I'm going to be in the Philippines for December. It is going to be so much fun.
Oh my gosh. We're getting some texts here that says, I'm with you guys. I don't see the harm in celebrating a little early. It just seems like everyone is so cranky lately. This one says, you guys have to wait a little bit. Slow your roll.
Why?
Well, so how long? Are you team after Thanksgiving? Or is there just another kind of magical date that does it for you? I have to know.
Didn't you say that you were listening to a Colorado radio station that started playing Christmas music when?
Christmas music. It was like before Halloween.
No.
The Cozy 101. That's the station in Denver that plays Christmas music. And it like I thought that was too early.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I don't know. This one says, Mercedes, I've had my tree up since October 28th. I don't even care. My house looks like the North Pole and I'm thriving. And then this one says, not until after Thanksgiving. Let the turkey have its moment before Mariah Carey takes over. Oh, she already took over. I had to break it to you.
Sorry, Turkey. Santa's here.
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6:02. It is Tuesday, November 4th. Thank you guys so much for being here. Yeah, we made it through that Monday. And what a Monday it was, man. It sounds like we both had some crazy stuff to deal with. I wouldn't say crazy for me. It's just I had a doctor's appointment and it was just like, you know, just a routine checkup. I hadn't gone since last year. And so, you know, we did the blood work and all that stuff. And somehow I ended up crying. I don't know how that happens, but it was a good cry. It was good. Much needed. And yeah, next hour I'll tell you what the doctor said to me that I was like, huh?
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
I'll talk about it next hour. But I know that yesterday was your anniversary. So happy anniversary again. 7 years. And I saw on social media, like you guys had like a little mini celebration with like some flowers and some sweets and stuff.
He was so sweet. He surprised me after work. So he comes home and I knew that he was bringing dinner, which was In-N-Out.
Nice.
Best anniversary ever. And then he comes in with flowers. And on the flowers, he had the cutest little card with the cutest little note on it. And I don't know if it's just me or am I getting the 7-year itch, but it is like one of those things where I don't know if cards are really romantic to me anymore, but I think it's cute. Like, I think it's a great idea. I love the initial, like, aw, babe, you didn't have to. And it used to be our tradition every anniversary. We would give each other cards. It would give, like, you would open it up. It was like these long handwritten notes. And I just, after the years, I just felt like cards were kind of pointless. It ends up in a junk drawer. We see it once, we read it once, and we never really see it again.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to sound really cheap, but they're so expensive.
They are. They're like $8.
I am anti-greeting card. I am really anti-card, and I feel bad because my husband gets me cards, and I will admit I do appreciate them, but you're right, it goes in the drawer. But I think of like the things that are written in there, and they're very sweet. But imagine if I just walked up to you and on your birthday and I'm like, wishing you joy and light on this special day. You'd be like, huh? Like, who talks like greeting cards?
Nobody. You know? Nobody does.
And then, yeah, the $8 for a card. It's like, yeah, okay, cool. That was cool. And then you throw it away. It's just, there's so much pressure with the cards. And then I feel like you have to write something in there. Because if you just put like, love Mercedes, it's like, wow, there was no effort on that. And then if I write too much, then it's like a whole paragraph. You're like, okay, relax. Like, why are you writing all this stuff? My husband has like a rule. He says you write 3 lines for a friend and 5 lines for family.
Okay.
And so the other like 2 birthdays ago, he only wrote me 2 lines. I'm like, oh, well, I guess we're not even friends now. Look at this, you know?
And I think that's why, and this is the reason why I love cards, is because I really like the ones that are really well thought out. Not just like, hey, happy birthday, hope you have a good one. Like, that's a waste of time. If you're going to be giving me a card, I'm kind of expecting like a heartfelt one, not just one of those throwaway ones.
You don't want like a funny one?
Okay, I like funny ones. I do like funny ones. I think for 1 year, you was really creative. You put my name, you put S-T-E-P-H, and every letter had like a characteristic or it started a sentence. Do you remember that?
I think I do, yeah.
That was a good one.
I'm sophisticated, like, talented, excellent, pretty, and happy.
There you go, see? Like, those are good. I like those type of cards.
Yeah, I'm wondering who's writing these things, honestly. Like, some of them sound like they are AI / my grandma, you know? May your dreams sparkle like stardust. It's like,
oh my
what?
God.
God.
Are you even talking about?
Or you know the cards where you know mom wrote it and then dad just signed it?
Oh, yeah. That's how I am on my mother-in-law's birthday cards. I just write, my husband writes something. He goes, love, Matt. And then I write down below, and Mercedes.
Brooklyn and Sophie.
That's all I write. Well, we have got a lot coming up on the show this morning. First of all, 7 o'clock, we've got Beat Mercedes. We got to give this away, you guys. We have a $900 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. You just have to guess the song and the artist faster than I can. Yesterday, I couldn't get it. The only problem was neither could the contestants, so we didn't get a winner. Let's do it today. 7 o'clock for that. 7:30, your tickets to see Mariah Carey with the Mega Minute. And then right around 8:30 this morning with Heads Up, tickets to see Demi Lovato. A lot happening on the show. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. Something tells me Taylor Swift's security team, they're going to get some serious overtime this season. Wait until you hear how much she's spending to keep things calm at Travis's games. Details coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Taylor Swift is trending this morning. She has to take her security to another level. She is reportedly spending $8 million a year.
Oh my God.
To keep herself safe. That's up $2 million from last year.
Wow.
I mean, obviously this is a high priority for her. But that's not a bodyguard. That's a fortress around her. $8 million. She's added two new security experts to her team. And then the Chiefs, they have even tightened things up at Arrowhead Stadium so she can move around without the chaos every time she shows up to support Travis. Have you noticed that you don't really see anything about her at the games anymore?
Yeah, and it breaks my heart because I'm watching the Chiefs.
That's
for Taylor
why you
Swift.
Are.
Yes, I'm like, where is Taylor? And then there's sometimes some games where they do banter. I'm like, this is what we're waiting for, people.
See, I actually felt the opposite. I was like, good, they're finally like focusing on the game.
True.
And giving the poor girl some privacy. But I do know a lot of Swifties get very excited to see her there, so I get it. Apparently, she's been going in really quietly this season, just trying to avoid the camera zoom ins and just all the fan frenzy that's been honestly good for her. If every time you went to a game, think about it, and people tracked what you were eating and what you were wearing,
yeah,
and who you waved to, you'd want to hide out in a suite with blacked out curtains too, you know?
Well, I also respect her because she knows she doesn't want to be the star. She's there for Travis. She wants to make sure that the spotlight is on him and the teams that are playing. And that's respectable on Taylor Swift. She wants to make sure, you know, this isn't me, you guys. Stop the paparazzi. Get those. I think I've seen a video of her coming down a hallway from one of her suites and they block it, not with hedges, but you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they were carrying like a big old like screen. And
yes,
walking with her so that nobody could see her.
Imagine how much money that might be and the people and the manpower to do all that. But I did not expect, what did you say, $8 million a year?
$8 million,
wow.
Yeah. So you're probably going to be seeing a lot less of her at these games. It sounds like that is all by design. Like you said, she just wants to put the focus on Travis and the team. And so, yeah, she's spending a lot of money to do it, and that is what's trending. So yesterday, something really weird happened. And let me know if you've smelled this before. So I'm walking down the hall in the office. There's not a lot of people around. And all I can smell, it's just so, like something so random. I smell toast.
Like bread toast?
Yeah, like not just any toast. Like the perfect golden buttery bread, like it smelled so good. And I'm like, who's making toast? And I'm like, do we even have a toaster here at the radio station?
We should. Yeah, I've seen one in before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, it's right next to the coffee maker in the corner.
I've never seen a toaster here, so that's why I was really confused. Now that I know, okay, maybe it makes a little more sense. But my first thought was not, okay, who's making toast, what's going on? Someone told me a long time ago that if you smell toast, that means you're about to have a stroke.
What?
Haven't you heard that before?
Never.
Has anyone else heard that? 702-364-9400. Yeah, someone told me once, yeah, if you smell toast, you're going to have a stroke. So I froze and I'm standing there and I'm like, is this it? Goodbye, everyone. I smelled the toast. This is it. And obviously I'm fine.
Good, because now I'm kind of nervous.
But yeah, like it made me just think like randomly, like where did that smell come from? Now that I know we do have a toaster, because I've never seen it in our break room before. I just was like, why am I smelling random things? Like office smells are so weird and so random. I don't smell the things I smell in the office at other places. It's so odd. And then, so you have like that smell, and then you have the person who makes their leftovers and it's fish or something and it smells up the whole place. Then you have the person who makes popcorn and then it burns and yes. You have that smell all day. And then we've all had the person we've worked with that has their own smell. And then you don't know what to say, nor do you say anything. It's just the mystery of the office smell will never cease to amaze me.
You know what's weird is about when you smell these smells, do you audibly say something? Do you be like, oh, there's smell of toast? Or do you just keep it to yourself because you don't want to offend anybody?
There was no one around to say that to, but I probably would have said like, do you smell toast?
Yes.
like, what is going on around here?
Because we all have our separate studios, and you pretty much can't smell anything that happens in the break room or the kitchen. But once you open those studio doors, you get hit in the face with that smell.
Yeah.
I remember someone was making popcorn, but it wasn't the nice, buttery, yum popcorn that you want to smell. It was the burnt, nasty, like you could taste the blackness of popcorn smell. So I remember, so everybody could hear, I opened the studio door. I'm like, oh, who made popcorn? So it could go down the hallways and people will know.
Yeah, it's bad. The ventilation systems at the workplace are not good. We're getting a ton of texts. People are telling me it's burnt toast that is the sign. So that makes me feel better because this smell was good toast. It was delicious toast. Burnt toast, seriously? Why is that a sign that you're about to have a stroke? I had never heard that until recently.
I never heard of the study or heard that about when you're about to pass. The only thing I have...
Not pass, stroke. Well, I mean, I guess you could. But.
Stroke or about to die. Well, my thing is when people are about to die, you see like your people from the past, like your grandparents, and like they're in the hospital bed and they're starting to talk. Now I know if my parents are starting to smell burnt toast, I'm like, all right. Take it to the hospital.
Yeah, there's nothing to mess around with. This text just came in. It says, hey, you guys mentioned coworkers that smell. What do you say in that situation? I personally don't say anything. I just let it be.
You
know, I just am like, I only have to spend a few hours with you. I don't have one of those now. It was in the past. But I don't know. I just think it's kind of mean. But if you're working closely with someone, do you say something? Has anyone ever said something to you? Like, hey, you smell. 702-364-9400.
Someone kind of told me that I smelled.
What?
Yes. It was about
here?
Yes. You ready for this? Remember our last bite of Las Vegas? It was back in like 2019.
Yeah.
And those days are long. They're in the hot summer sun, well, warm sun, and we're out the downtown Las Vegas Events Center. We're running all over the place. And at the end of the night, one of our coworkers gave me a ride home, and she said, let's get you home, girl. You need to shower.
Oh, dang. Oh my gosh. What did you say?
Immediately I was like, okay, you could just tell me I need a deodorant. But I knew then that's what she was trying to basically tell me is that I stink.
Oh, you smell like burnt toast.
Yes, girl. I would have taken that over. We need to get you home. You need to take a shower.
Oh my goodness. That is brutal. I don't know what the answer to that is. I just keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
I don't say a word. I don't want to hurt someone's feelings.
Or you could just be like, we need to get you home, girl. You need to take a shower.
That is brutal. I had no idea that happened to you. So that'll just be the code now for each of us. Like, yeah, we need to get you home.
Let's just say we need to get you home. That means either your breath stinks or your
something stinks.
Hot, hot, hot.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime Inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
Well, some big news this morning. Former Vice President Dick Cheney has passed away. He was kind of a polarizing figure in politics. He passed away at the age of 84. His family says he died from complications of pneumonia and heart and vascular disease. Their statement called him a great and good man who taught his family to love their country. He served as vice president under George W. Bush from 2001 to 2009 and shaped major policies following 9/11. He played a key role in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Before that, he was defense secretary, White House chief of staff, congressman from Wyoming. He leaves behind his wife, Lynn, two daughters, and seven grandchildren.
Sad news, but also time is a weird concept because I felt like he was just in office. It's been how many years since 2009?
Yeah, I know. I feel like he was one of those. A lot of people said he was really the president at the time because he was the one calling the shots. And George W. Bush was just kind of like going along with what he said. But that was always the rumor. But he made it clear. He's like, hey, I'm an advisor. But I think he really took the role of vice president from being kind of a ceremonial role, like, the president is really the boss. And I feel like he kind of took it from that to a role that was very meaningful and that did have clout and did have a say. So I feel like he was kind of a trailblazer in that way.
Oh, absolutely. And it's, you know, just talking about his families and stuff, just, you know, my hearts go out to them, especially during this time.
Yeah, definitely. Also this morning, have you ever let out a big sigh and then you instantly feel better? Like, you just like released a week's worth of stress in one exhale. It turns out that's not just for drama. It's actually science. A new study has found that sighing helps expand little air sacs in your lungs and it keeps them healthy and it keeps your breathing efficient. And researchers say that just doing slow, deep, cyclic sighs for just a few minutes a day can really boost your mood. It could even lower your heart rate. So the next time you're like, don't apologize for it. Just say it's self-care. You're not boring. It's just me taking care of myself.
Whenever I sigh at home, I'm like, James, like, what's wrong? What do you need to talk about? I'm like, I just needed to let out a sigh.
I do that on accident. Like, I don't realize I'm doing it. And I think people take it the wrong way. Like, I'm bored with what they're saying. Or like, and I feel so bad. I'm like, I just didn't even realize I did that. But I'm doing it for a reason. I'm trying to regulate myself, you know?
Yeah, well, it also goes hand in hand with meditating, I feel, because you need to take big, deep breaths to release that out. Being a sigh, you're just doing deep breaths with it. So I can understand how it feels good.
Finally, this morning, Thanksgiving host, this one is for you. Butterball has teamed up with the chef gear brand Headley and Bennett to create the ultimate Thanksgiving hosting pants.
Okay.
So they're bright blue and yellow, and they come with loops for things like your towels and your utensils while you're cooking. You know, you just hook them on there.
Yeah.
They even have a turkey talk line number that is printed on the pants, and it's printed upside down. So when you look at it, it's right side up.
Brilliant.
And you can call if you're like mid panic cooking the turkey. They're basically the yoga pants of turkey prep. And yes, they're limited edition. So getting a pair might be harder than, you know, getting everyone to agree on what's for dinner. But I think this is a good idea as long as they have like the retractable pants, you know? Do you have your Thanksgiving pants? Like, you never wear jeans to Thanksgiving. You gotta wear pants that expand with you.
Yoga pants are my go-to for Thanksgiving, or just like biker shorts because it has like that loose top. And I love the high-waisted ones because I know I'm not like that, you know, flat. My stomach's not that flat, but there's something about the biker shorts that make me feel a little bit lighter.
It's just so funny that we wear things that indicate that we're gonna actually be moving. Biker shorts, yoga pants. No, they're like eating pants.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is it just me, or does anyone else cry when they go to see their doctor? Or are you a doctor and when your patients come in, they just like unload? I don't know what it was with me yesterday, but every time I go see my doctor, I just went in for a routine physical yesterday. It was my yearly physical. I just want to make sure everything's good. Let's do the blood work. Let's make sure we're healthy, you know, and blood pressure's good, all that stuff. The second I go in the room and he comes in, he's like, "How you doing?" I can feel the tears like welling up. Does that ever happen to you?
Well, you know, I will tell you that my doctor, there is a certain presence about him that makes me feel like I'm warm and at home.
And safe.
Safe is the best word for it. So I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, I just felt like, okay, no judgment zone, safe. And so he's like, "How you doing?" And I was like, "I'm okay." That's how I said it. And he looked at me and he kind of turned his head. And he goes, "Yeah." And the tears are, he could see the tears in my eyes. I know he could. And I go, "I'm hanging in there." He goes, "Yeah." And he's just like waiting for me to like talk. And I was like, "Oh my God."
Is he giving you like the awkward silences so that you fill up the space?
Yes, but it's still such a warm smile, you know?
Got it.
He's like, "Yeah." And so I'm like, I've had some, you know, challenges, and then I just unload. I don't start bawling or anything, but just like the tears are coming down my face. There's a Kleenex box right next to me, and I'm just like, you know, it's been a year, you know, it's been tough, and we're kind of talking about things, and he just out of nowhere says to me, no lead up, no like gentle ramp, he goes, "I think you should go to therapy."
Oh.
And I was like, it's like it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, and yeah, we've been talking about that. And so but like honestly, my first reaction was I was a little defensive. I'm like, "Wait, what? Like, what do you mean I need therapy? I'm fine."
Yeah.
You know? But then he starts explaining it, and the way he said it to me was like one of those oh wow moments. I had made a comment that I don't really like express how I feel. I just kind of keep it in. I just, you know, I just try to distract myself and this and that. And he goes, basically, the way you are right now is like you're carrying around this backpack and it's filled with bricks. Mm. He's like, you carry it wherever you go. It's heavy. It's weighing you down. He goes, just by talking to someone, let them take some of those bricks out of your backpack.
Wow. He's
like, it'll just make you feel lighter. And when he said that, I was like, oh, okay. Like, I get it. He's like, talking to someone will just help taking those out. And it made me kind of emotional because I knew what he meant. Like, I've just gotten so used to like pushing through and just smiling and just keeping it together. And like, he's like, I just want to find out, like, why are you carrying around these bricks? Like, what's going on? And he's like, I can try to help you as much as I can. He's like, I have a toolbox and there's a screwdriver in it, so I can help you with my screwdriver. But a therapist, they have a toolbox and they have more tools in their toolbox.
I feel like I'm in a kindergarten class and I'm loving it.
I was like, this guy is so smart.
Wow.
Best conversation. So my whole thing was, I said, I don't know where to start. Like, how do you find a therapist? I'm like, you know, he goes, you just look them up. And I'm like, that's it. He's like, it doesn't matter who you find. It matters about what you're doing and getting it off your chest. And he's like, and if you don't click with the person, you don't go back to them. He's like, you just got to look. And I was like, oh my gosh, here we go. This is officially
on the road again.
On the road to therapy with Mercedes.
Oh my God, I'm in love with this. Are we going to make this like a weekly thing?
I can if you guys want. I could do like check-ins with like progress. So last night on the road to therapy, I Googled a bunch of people. I Googled reviews. I was like on psychology.com. I went through our insurance, who we cover and stuff. And I emailed a place. It was like the contact us form, you know?
Yeah.
But I did that. So we'll see if I hear back from them today. But I'm curious, has anyone ever told you that they think you need to go to therapy? Or did you take that step? Or what was the moment that finally made you say, like, yeah, I need to do this? 702-364-9400.
I've been through this, but I've never been to, like, I've never seeked a therapist. But I did know, like, during the pandemic, it was a hard time for everybody. But when I lost this job, actually, it wasn't me. And I know it wasn't my performance, but my self-identity was so closely knit to my career. So when losing that, I felt like I lost my identity, and I went through a depression. So a great friend of mine, and thank God for him, he was sending me Deepak Chopra's meditation. And I got into meditation and yoga. And I'm telling you right now, that thing changed my life. Like, I felt like I was finding myself again, and I needed that. So thank God for my friend, because I don't know how people do it when people find therapists, because I feel like it's a form of Tinder. Like, it's like a dating app. You know what
I mean? It's so hard. I was Googling all these people, and I think it's important to find someone that fits with you. Like, I would find someone, and I'm like, you know, I want someone who's like kind of like my age. I want someone who I prefer a female. I'm not opposed to a male, but I'm just like, I think I would be more comfortable with that. And like, there's just a bunch of different criteria that you have to look at. Sarah, hey, good morning. We're talking therapy. What do you think?
I took my son when my mom had passed away. He was like 8 and was not dealing with it very well. So I did the same steps. I went to my insurance, tried to find someone. And then I realized to help him through therapy, I also needed to go to therapy. So
how was it for you? Do you feel like you are a better person now after going?
100%. When you were talking about the toolbox, that really resonated with me. I also told people when I went, it's like everything that you've buried improperly and not dealt with, you have to dig up in therapy and you have to bury it properly.
That, you know, that he told me, my doctor told me something very similar. He's like, you know, you pack this stuff away. Why? He goes, you learned that. You somewhere down the way, you learned to do that. We don't just pack stuff away. And he's like, we got to figure out why. What happened that makes you pack stuff away when you are hurting? So, Sarah, that like really resonated. Are you still doing therapy?
I go every once in a while if I feel like it's become a little stressful. And I still am in full contact with my therapist, and she'll check in with me every once in a while and just see how things are going.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I'll put you on hold. If you don't mind sharing your therapist, it is on the road to therapy with Mercedes. My quest to find someone to help me. Our phones are going crazy. We're getting tons of texts. People are saying everyone can benefit from therapy. OMG, I need my bricks unloaded. I think we all need our bricks unloaded. This one says, wow, Mercedes, your doctor sounds amazing. If you're comfortable sharing, yes, I'll share. Absolutely. I'll let you know who my doctor is. This one says, OMG, your doctor is right. Therapy literally saved me. I didn't realize how heavy my backpack was until I started unpacking it. That's crazy. The way he said it was just such an oh wow moment for me, you know?
I'm so happy for you, and I know it takes a big brave step to do this, so I'm looking forward to On the Road with Therapy with Mercedes.
Yeah, I'll keep you guys posted, and hey, if you have any recommendations, I'm currently seeking out therapists. We'll see if I hear back from the ones I emailed
Don't
today.
Don't you feel like you're in a dating app?
I do. This is like my only experience I've ever had with a dating app. I'm kind of excited about it.
Are they into astrology? Are they a Yankees fan? Like, are we into sports?
Do we have to have similar likes and dislikes? Yeah, it's very true. All right, guys, let's do it. It is time to win. It is time for the Mega Minute. And we have your tickets right now.
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, let's talk to Alejandra. You're caller 20, Alejandra.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute?
I am.
All right, we had a winner yesterday. Let's make it two in a row. You know how it works. 60 seconds, 10 questions. Get them all correct in that time, and these tickets to Murray are yours. You ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Alejandra, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, and if we have time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. In the Mega Minute, it starts now.
What celebrity does Mariah Carey have kids with?
Nick Cannon.
Yes. What animal's baby is called a Joey?
Kangaroo.
Yes. What geometric shape has 360 degrees?
Circle.
Yes. What was Taylor Swift's last world tour called?
The Air Tour.
Yes. What TV show did Jane Lynch play the character Sue Sylvester?
Leave It to Beaver?
No. What is the capital of Mississippi?
Biloxi?
No. Dan Marino spent his entire NFL career with which team? Yes. What is the symbol or abbreviation of the unit kilogram? Yes. What car brand's logo features four interlocking rings?
Audi.
Yes. What mountain range separates Switzerland from Italy, France, and Austria?
No.
Yep. Yes. What TV show did Jane Lynch play the character Sue Sylvester? Yes. What is the capital of Mississippi?
No!
Oh, no!
Oh, it was Jackson! I'm so sorry, Alejandra. Wow. We even had time to go back and answer some of these, and you guys had them all. And I love that you had help in the car. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough. Yeah, that Jackson, Mississippi. I didn't know Jackson was the capital of Mississippi. I don't know what I thought it was, but I didn't realize it was Jackson. And that means we did not get a winner for the Mega Minute. I'm so sorry. You did great.
They did awesome.
So, so great. I love the teamwork, but unfortunately, it just wasn't enough. So that means caller 20 right now. You're going to get these tickets, two of them, to see Mariah Carey's Christmas Time in Las Vegas at Dolby Live at Park MGM. The tickets are yours for caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime inside Circa. Now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
It is official. People Magazine has crowned its 2025 Sexiest Man. And it is Wicked and Bridgerton star Jonathan Bailey.
Yes.
Excellent choice. Mm-hmm, excellent choice. Very. Yeah, the announcement came last night on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. He says it's the honor of a lifetime. He's also making history as the first openly gay man to ever hold the title. And it comes as People celebrates the 40th anniversary of the issue. The magazine headline says, "We nailed it." And honestly, they kind of
really did.
One of the covers shows him with his dog, which feels like an unfair advantage because no one can compete with a cute dog.
Nope.
But the very first sexiest man alive was named back in 1985. Do either of you want to take a guess on who that was?
I have no idea who.
85. Tom Cruise.
No.
Good guess. 85. What was like the big movies back in the mid-80s? I feel like as an actor.
Arnold.
No.
Arnold.
Give us a hint.
Okay, here's a line from the movie. He didn't say this line, but it's from the movie. "I'm too old for this, bleep."
I'm sorry, yeah. But your impersonation, I don't know if I can grab it.
"I'm too old for this, bleep." That's the movie. You guys don't know that movie?
Are we too young for this?
You guys might be too young for this movie. That hurts. Hold on. Let me recover a little bit. Okay. Did you ever see Lethal Weapon?
No.
Oh, Bill Gibson.
Who?
Mel Gibson.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said Bill Gibson.
Oh, no, Mel.
Yes, Mel Gibson was the very first sexiest man alive.
I've seen that movie. I've seen the first two.
Okay, good. Thank goodness. All right. Also this morning, if you're a parent, you know that the job description includes being like a full-time answer machine. New report says parents with young kids answer about 46 questions a day, and not easy ones either. Parents say they don't know the answer about 35% of the time, which that actually feels very generous. The average parent also has to say "be careful" 27 times a day, and 91% say they want to encourage their kids' curiosity. 77% of parents believe their kids are more curious than they were, which sounds right because, you know, they do ask some odd questions. Have you ever gotten a weird question from your son, Ramon?
Every day. I want to say 46 is probably on the low end. And then, so he's a smart mouth. And when I don't have an answer, he says, "Oh, aren't you an adult? Don't you know everything?" And sometimes, some of these questions, I have to like pause the TV. He's like, "Hey, Dad, if I have $100,000, I'm like, "Dude, leave me alone."
Oh.
I'm over it already.
He asked like the most out of insane questions.
Yes.
Like, "If you had $1 million, would you either..." And then do like those outlandish questions.
Yes. And then you can leave now.
I just remember my, like, especially Sophie, she would ask such weird questions. Why does Southwest Airlines call themselves Southwest Airlines? I don't know. Like, they're in the Southwest. Why are baby carrots babies? Are we eating babies? What? Like, why do you even think about that? It's so random.
Do you ever have a solution to how to stop these silly questions? So, like, for example, if Sophie were to be like, "Oh, where does Southwest Airlines get their name?" You know what, Sophie? Let's call them. Let's call Southwest Airlines right now and play into their imagination creativity. So they're like, "Never mind, I don't like this."
I just tell them to go ask their dad, and then I leave it at that. I'm like, "Go ask Matt. I don't know." Finally this morning, you guys know the expensive grocery store Erewhon.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, apparently we're drinking dental care now. The grocery store is selling something called the Mint Condition Smile Smoothie. And it's a collab with a luxury toothpaste brand called Boca. But don't worry, it does not actually have toothpaste in it. It's just inspired by a mint toothpaste flavor. So the drink costs $11, which is cheap on the Erewhon scale. It's made of mint, banana, mango, coconut, and blue spirulina. So it looks like you're drinking toothpaste, basically.
Ew.
Erewhon loyalty members who pay $100 a year for the program, they get to try it for free this month. But yeah, this is the same place known for their $15 like or $20 Hailey Bieber smoothie, stuff like that.
Didn't you say you tried it, the Erewhon smoothie, or am I tripping out?
We went to Erewhon and I found a strawberry, one single strawberry for $20.
One single strawberry.
One. It was beautiful. edible, but I didn't buy it. But people were buying them.
Is that the Japanese strawberry at Erewhon? They sell it?
It was $20 for one strawberry, and people were buying it. I was like, I walked in, I walked out. I'm like, hey, a smoothie's not going to make me look like Hailey Bieber, so we're out. It's Mercedes in the morning. Hey, David, what's going on?
Hey, I was hoping to get some outside perspective on some holiday stuff.
Yeah, we were just talking to David off the air. We're like, hold on. There's a situation brewing. I just feel like as soon as November hits and we start talking about holidays, here comes the drama for every family. There's always a situation. And I only heard the beginning of what you said is going on. Talk to us. What's the issue here?
Yeah, so my partner and I have been together for about 10 years, and it hasn't always been perfect. No relationship is, but one thing that's been our consistent is we've always spent Thanksgiving together. And we both have kids from previous relationships, and since our families live in different states, we've always just kind of taken turns, like 1 year with her family, 1 year with mine, because it's just made it easier. But this year, her adult kids who now have kids on their own invited her to spend Thanksgiving with them, which, that's fine. I get it. But the part that really stings is she told me that she's going and she never invited me or my daughter to come along.
Like, and she just wants to drop you guys and just go by herself?
Yeah, she's talking about, I asked her about that and she was like, yeah, it's just easier for me to travel alone. And it's really about her going and spending time with her grandkids, which, I get, but I just kind of feel left out, 10 years together, and this is the first Thanksgiving she's choosing to go without me. So I don't know if I'm overreacting for feeling hurt, or if I should say something, or if I should just let her have her family time and not make a big deal out of it. I'm just kind of torn here.
Are you guys in general, you said, no relationship is perfect, but in general, are you guys getting along now? Are things good? Is there a weird tension or?
No, we don't have any weird tension. That's again part of why this thing so much is there's nothing else going on. She just was yeah, it's just easier for me to go and by myself.
Wow. Okay. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Is David wrong for feeling kind of hurt about this? Does he say something? Does he just let her do her own thing and not make a big deal out of it? This is why I'm not opposed to totally skipping Thanksgiving, because I feel like it's always hostage negotiations, you know? It's you're going here and you're going there and you're making this and you're making that, and always turns into something. What do you guys, it's my partner told me, Matt told me he was going alone somewhere by himself. I'd be like, okay, cool, have fun. You're on your own, kid.
I'm actually really similar in that situation. I love traveling alone. It's a little mental break from everyone and everything. And maybe that's just what the wife or your partner is doing. It's just hey, I just want to focus on the kids and the grandkids for this one time. I don't think it means she's going to be doing it forever in each holiday. And to me, honestly, personally, I don't think Thanksgiving is the biggest holiday in my book. If it was Christmas, that's a different story. But I think it's Thanksgiving. They're very close together. And traveling alone, it's just easier.
I honestly was being sarcastic when I said that. I'd be like, yeah, go fine, but don't ever talk to me again. I didn't finish my sentence. I would be pissed. I would be like, what? Are you kidding me? You're leaving me? I would be so mad. How dare you?
First of all, sorry to interrupt.
No, you're good. You're
good. The sarcasm was so good. Your acting was on point. And I was like, see, Mercedes, I'm totally cool with it.
Ramona, Jackie tells you, hey, I want to go out of town with my family for Thanksgiving. Have a good day. What would you say?
That was funny. You're good at that sarcasm stuff. But yeah, I would be absolutely heartbroken. I've also been with Jackie for 10 years. We spent every holiday, Thanksgiving, Christmas together. I would be absolutely heartbroken. I would say something. There's no way I would let this just fly by and pretend I'm not hurt.
Yeah, it's crazy. 10 years is a long time, David. Your family, right? I mean, that's just, it's kind of bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, you just wanted, it just threw me off, you know?
Well, our listeners are amazing. So let's get take some calls. The phones are ringing, 702-364-9400. Mercedes in the morning. David's here. Hi, David.
Hello.
Hey, we are talking to David about Thanksgiving. His partner, they've been together for 10 years, and they are basically going their separate ways for Thanksgiving, not by his choice. He was just kind of informed that she's going to go with her family and her kids and her grandkids and spend Thanksgiving with them by herself. And David's upset. Is this a red flag? Is this something that he should put a fight up over? Or is it just like, you know what? Let her do her own thing. 702-364-9400 is our number. Let's put on Kayla. Kayla, good morning. What do you think?
Hi. I think from the perspective of his partner, my mom has been with her husband for a little over 10 years now, and all my sisters and I are grown and have kids. And I think she'd love to take advantage of that one-on-one time with her kids.
So he shouldn't be offended by it. It's more of, you know, one of those things where it's just like, let her just have this one holiday with them.
I think she's trying to take advantage of that time, but I don't think she's realizing that he's hurting his feelings in the process. So he definitely should talk to her about his feelings.
So what do you think he should say? David's on with you, by the way, Kayla. Tell David what you think he should say.
Maybe him and his daughter travel out there just for the holiday and let her spend some extra days on their own. Maybe they travel separately. I'm not really, I think that might be a good solution.
That's a really good idea. David, what do you think about that? Maybe like letting her go first, spend a couple days alone, and then you guys come in after the fact.
Yeah, that might work. I mean, I can talk to her about that.
Yeah, that's great advice, Kayla. Thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Robin. Robin, what do you think? Good morning.
I would be devastated if my husband and my family weren't with me for Thanksgiving. Christmas, the Jewish holidays, those are all kind of interesting, and you need to be with your family and be with your religious leaders and things like that. But Thanksgiving is about friends and family, and it's you making what you want. So I would be devastated.
Yeah, I feel that too, Robin. I don't know. I feel like at this point, David, maybe the best thing to do is like create your own Thanksgiving so she won't want to leave.
Oh, no, my God.
You make everything, or you like call up one of these places like Barry's who does like a huge Thanksgiving dinner and bring it to the house, and she's going to be like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I don't even want to leave the house.
You know,
I didn't even think about that.
Thanksgiving is stressful for a lot of moms, and like especially female figures. So maybe she's just trying to escape. Like maybe she's just like, I don't want to do the cooking. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to do the cleaning. I want to be the guest. So David, maybe you switch it up and say, I'll do the cooking. I'll do the cleaning, and maybe see what she says.
No, he's probably like, nah. Hey, David, keep us posted on what you do. And I'm going to forward you over. We're getting a ton of texts. Lots of really great advice for you. Good luck. If you need a place, you know, we'll take Thanksgiving orphans. You're welcome to come hang out with us.
You got it.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, David.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Susan, you're caller 20. Good morning.
Thank you.
Are you ready to play some Heads Up for Demi Lovato tickets?
Oh, I certainly hope so.
Okay, let's get you a category. You know how this works. Pick okay. The category. 6 and 60 seconds and you're in. The categories are Full Circle, Nothing But Net, Shine Bright Like a Diamond, or Battle Born. Which do you want to go with?
How about the net one?
Nothing But Net? Okay, cool. Basketball yeah. Day is on Thursday.
Oh, no.
If these are all things that have to do with basketball. Here's the good news, Susan.
Can I pick a different one?
No, we have to go with what your first pick. But we only need six. And I think I'll give you good enough clues for you to get the answers, okay?
All right.
Okay, let's do this.
You guys got this. All right, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
Okay, they play on one of these. A big what?
A basketball hoop?
No, they play on it. They run down.
Oh, a court.
Yes. This is what they do with the ball. Otherwise, they'll get called with traveling. They have to do this to it.
Dribble.
Yes. This is when you get fouled, you get to go to this line and shoot a what?
Free throw.
Yes. If I go up on the hoop and throw the ball in there, I just did a what?
A dunk?
Yes. This is a person that wears black and white that runs up and down the court.
Referee.
Yes. If I just go up to the hoop and just kind of throw it up in there, I do a nice, easy what?
Layup.
Yes. Wow.
Guys.
Susan, for someone that didn't want to do this category, you knew all the basketball terms. What's going on with that?
My boss answered all of them.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so proud of you, Susan. Congratulations. Monday Night Football last night. The Cowboys took a hit. They ended up losing to the Cardinals 27-17. But I did want to give you, Ramon, a little time to kind of process that Raiders loss on Sunday. That was rough. I know that, you know, 29-30.
In overtime.
That was rough. How are you doing this morning?
I just don't understand it. Like, I question myself every week, every Sunday, right? Time and money. I was renewing my season tickets for next season, and the whole time I'm asking myself, why? Why am I, like, so much money for a terrible product? And the time I spent on this team is insane, right? Tailgating is a full-time job. On Sundays, I'm waking up before 7 a.m. We're out there at 9 o'clock, you know, till game time, till 1 o'clock. And it's like, for what? All this time and money for you know, a circus show.
They're going to come around at some point, don't you think? I just got a notification that they're trading Jakobi Meyers to the Jaguars in exchange for a 4th and 6th round pick.
Yeah, which is fine. He wanted out, and I don't understand what Pete Carroll's doing. He has a pretty decent draft class on paper, and he's not playing them. So getting rid of him gives the younger guys more playing time. But again, why is he waiting? You draft Ashton Gentry at 6, and Chip Kelly, the highest paid offensive coordinator in the league, doesn't use him. Why draft him at 6 if you're not going to use him?
Ramon, I feel bad.
This is
insane. You've been a lifelong Raiders fan. You need to decompress. You need to exhale. We learned today that exhaling is good for you. You know what? We need to, you pick any song you want to hear next. Any song. The song that will be your decompress mode, that will be your exhale, that will get you to just kind of refocus, reset, and go back to loving this team that you have loved your entire life.
So something stress-free, something uppity, you know, bring up the mood.
Yeah.
I got to go with Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe.
What?
I hope all of Raider Nation is listening to this.
I was not expecting that. Hold on. Let me make sure we have it in the system still.
You want to, you know what? Yes. If that's what it takes. Mix 94.1, how do you feel now, Ramon? Doesn't that feel so much better?
You know what? You're right. This is I got to make this a tradition. After every loss, which is going to probably be a lot more, I should play Call Me Maybe.
You know what? Carly Rae Jepsen's going to get a lot of spits on this.
It's good.
Okay, but wait. Are you still going to have this empathy and love for Ramon on the Thursday night football game with Raiders versus your Broncos?
Absolutely not. It's on. It is on.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Barry's Downtown Prime inside Circa, now taking home orders for Thanksgiving.
All right. So do you guys remember the whole Louvre heist?
Of course.
The jewel heist. Okay. So it turns out that investigators are now discovering, get this, the museum security system was basically one gigantic "please steal from us" sign. The reports are that back in 2014, access to their surveillance system required typing in a password. And do you know what their password was?
Is it password?
Louvre. That was literally their password. Louvre. That is it. Just Louvre. The French National Cybersecurity Agency even warned them 10 years ago that whoever controlled their network could easily steal art, and still nothing changed. They kept the same password. So the French culture minister, he admitted that this was just an underestimation of the risk of threat of theft. And so they really screwed up on this one. This was partially their fault too.
Have you ladies ever been to the Louvre?
I have. I went a couple of years ago.
This story still amazes me to this day because I've been there too, and you can't even get 10 feet within the Mona Lisa painting. So this stuff like this is kind of hilarious.
Well, maybe it's because they got that stuff because everyone was at the Mona Lisa, because you're right. I have a stupid picture of me.
I do too.
Do you have the selfie with the Mona Lisa in the back of you and all the crowd?
So far away, yes. And everybody's trying to run you over.
We should both post our Mona Lisa pictures. It's so bad.
So you're telling me when you get into the museum, everyone is at the Mona Lisa and all the rest of the museum is just kind of empty?
I wouldn't say empty, but there's a lot more room than there is by the Mona Lisa. The Mona Lisa is just packed. It is so, there's so many people there and everyone's trying to get their own selfie.
Yeah.
But it's like, we're all here. There's no way you're going to get this photo by yourself. Like, people get mad because you're
people
in their
picture. And shoving. Yeah, get out of the way, it's my turn. I just got here.
I won't complain from now on about, you know how when we get into our work emails or our work programs, we have to do this authentication process where it goes to your phone, you have to accept it. Now I get it. For people that go to the Louvre, all you got to type in is Louvre and they were in there.
So ridiculous.
That
is so dumb. Also this morning, if your morning cup of coffee turns into your third or fourth by noon, you might be setting yourself up for some road trouble. There's this new report out that says too much caffeine can actually make your driving worse. A little coffee obviously keeps you alert, but overdoing it, they say, can really mess your focus, mess with your reaction time. And experts say it can cause anxiety and blurred vision and even slower reflexes behind the wheel. I guess once you hit that threshold, you just can't really control anything. They say if you're a heavy coffee drinker, those withdrawal headaches too when you skip a cup can make you miserable too. So caffeine, great in moderation, maybe not while you're driving all over town. How many cups of coffee do you do a day?
I barely even finish my little mug here, so I would say less than a cup. But when, remember I told you I weaned off caffeine and I was
experiencing extreme migraines.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to find my sweet spot of moderation, but I think I'm doing better. What about you?
I am 2 cups a day, just clockwork. I just got my second cup and then I'll be good for the rest of the day.
Ramon, don't you drink coffee?
No coffee here. Zero what? Cups. I haven't drank coffee. I've never drank coffee, actually.
Don't ever.
In my life.
I wish I could go back and tell myself the first time I had a cup of coffee, don't do it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, I see Jackie like addicted to caffeine.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
I've seen myself go crazy when it's pumpkin spice latte season. I would do one every day. And James is like, dude, have you seen your Starbucks bill? yeah, I need to get a little bit better on
yeah, that. Yeah, it can add up for sure. Finally this morning, well, this got awkward fast. There's this new poll that has found that 9% of Americans admit they've slept with their boss. 9%.
Anyone want to admit it here on the show? That
I have not. I can honestly say I have not.
Me neither.
I have not.
Oh, we're so boring. I was really hoping
co-workers
one of you guys
is a different story.
Boss, oh, really? No. Co-workers?
Yeah, don't do it. It gets messy.
Yeah. I mean, because at some point you have to face each other when things go bad.
Yes.
What happened?
Well, you know, you try to keep that A is just, you know, friends with benefits, and usually one side or the other usually, you know, creates more feelings. And it's like, well, remember, we had an agreement, so we should just keep it that way.
Were you the one with the feelings?
Oh, no, never. Oh, no.
And then what happened there? Did you guys continue to work with each other, or did someone end up leaving?
No, it just gets awkward.
Yeah.
Mm. But I was like, hey, if you don't make it awkward, it's not awkward.
Well, what about you, Steph? What about coworkers?
I dated my coworker, but he was my boyfriend before he was hired. So I got him the job. And then when the stuff hit the fan, it was real bad. I basically told him, I'm like, you gotta go. I got you this job. Someone's gotta leave and it ain't gonna be me. So we ended up leaving.
Oh, good. Yeah. I was gonna call him a bum until you told me that he did. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. I saw this on Instagram Reels. And I cannot tell you the reaction that I had to it when I saw it. So I'm gonna give it to you guys, okay?
Okay.
I'll play you the reel in a second, but I'm just gonna ask you flat out, okay?
Okay.
And I want everyone to really analyze what you would do in this situation. Your house is burning, and you can only take 2 of the following things, okay?
Oh God, okay.
Your significant other, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend. Your sweetheart.
Okay, okay.
That's number one. Your mother-in-law.
Mm. Okay.
Why are you guys laughing?
I'm sorry. No, not your mom, your mother-in-law. So that's very specific. Okay.
Yeah, mother-in-law. Kid. Your kid.
Okay, okay.
Okay, you can only take 2, remember. $20 million.
Ooh, okay. Buddy. $20 million?
Do you already, in your mind, kind of know what you're taking?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I don't have a kid.
Well, we haven't heard all 5 yet.
But
I know, but just so far.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so far, I mean, easy. I'm kicking the $20 million, okay?
Okay.
I'm taking that. I don't have a kid, so that takes it out. My mother-in-law would love you, girl, but I'm taking James. James and $20 million, easy.
So far. Is that where you're, where are you at, Ramon? You do have a kid.
So the mother-in-law, and she doesn't listen to this show, so this, I can cross that out now. I mean, I'm down. Obviously, the 3 wife, kid, and 20 million is obviously what I'm debating against.
Where are you, though? You had to choose one of those 2, Jackie, your son, or 20 million.
I'm gonna go 20 million.
So, oh, gosh, this is Sophie's choice here. I haven't even told you guys the 5th one.
No way.
So, you know what? Oh, crap. I think I'm going to go wife.
No,
you're going to leave your kid?
Hey, when it was just us 2, we had some amazing times together. So us 2 and $20 million, we can enjoy the world.
Your child is in the burning building. You're going to leave your child?
I mean, I might change my mind at that second.
Oh,
I don't know.
My gosh. No.
So I'll tell you this. It's either 20 million wife, 20 million kid.
But it's definitely 20 million.
But it's definitely 20 million. I'll tell you that right now.
He's not going to bring both his wife and his kid right now. I'm scared to know the 5th one. I feel like our whole lives are going to change after this.
The 5th thing is you've got your significant other, your mother-in-law, your kid, $20 million, or your dog.
Oh, forget this game.
Cool, I don't have a dog.
No,
another
I
easy one for me.
Think about that. This is the reel. This is the reel that I saw.
Your house is burning. You can only take 2. Options are your girl or your husband, your wife or your husband, your bae. Second, your mother-in-law. Third, your kid.
Ooh, my kid first.
Fourth, $20 million.
Ooh, my kid and $20 million.
Five is your dog.
Oh!
See, he didn't wait either. He didn't wait either.
Okay, so now you know the five, and I want to know your guys' two that you take. 702-364-9400. What do you take?
I'm hyperventilating. I don't know what to do. Oh my! Okay, right now it's a toss-up between $20 million and James or $20 million and Momo.
See, so you're also taking the $20 million for sure.
I mean, right? Regardless of what's going to happen, I'm being saved. I need the money.
You can always buy a new Momo.
No, I cannot.
For $20 million, you can buy a lot of Momos.
No, that is, Momo is not replaceable, people.
You can buy Momos.
Momos, yeah.
Sorry, babe. I'm taking me and Momo.
You're taking you and Momo?
Me and Momo, we're out the house.
Okay, what about you, Ramon?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with wife and $20
million. Wife and $20 million?
Yeah.
I can't believe you left your kid.
Call me a bad
bear. I cannot believe you left your kid.
Okay, this isn't fair, Mercedes. We got to turn it around on you.
Oh, yep. It's no question. Like, my kids, all day long, first one, and then second, all day long, $20 million. Matt's got legs. He can run out.
So you can buy a new Matt.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.